Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. It is July 7th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it's Tuesday, so let's start off with some Hacker News Tuesday, all right. This was kind of a funny Hacker Tuesday edition because the hackers got hacked. Yes, the Italian company named Hacking Team, believe it or not, they actually supply intrusion and surveillance tools to governments and law enforcement agencies. Yep, they've been hacked. And not only have they been hacked, but the people that hacked them actually made 400 gigabytes worth of data now leaked online. So what did the hackers get from the hackers? Well, they got details about the company's clients, along with some passwords, of course, and details about the use of their products. And that's just a partial list of what they got. As far as the government side of things is concerned, yeah, there's some emails there from, like, Ethiopia's prime minister actually thanking the Hacking Team company for securing all of its high important data. Yep, bet they won't be getting another letter from the prime minister like that. Oh, Microsoft fans, are you getting excited? Yeah, we're, what, about 22 days away from Windows 10 and all the bugs that come along with it? Well, hopefully there won't be that many, as Microsoft is now finalizing Windows 10 this week. Yes, according to sources over there at The Verge, the company is currently working on final copies of Windows 10. That would be the RTM, that's the release to manufacturing build, and it's expected probably Thursday or Friday this week. Now, of course, some RTM candidate builds have already been spotted online in those, you know, those kind of unofficial places. Mm-hmm. But once the official RTM build is ready, Microsoft will send out final copies of Windows 10 to PC partners ahead of a release for July 29th. Now, even though we're going to get the final version of Windows 10 this week, improvements will never be completely finished. That's according to Windows Chief Terry Mayerson. He says that we'll see future Windows 10 updates roll out regularly in the coming months. Those updates include extension support for Microsoft's Edge browser and many app updates for built-in Windows 10 applications. So it's pretty much like any other Windows release. It's all nice, clean, and fast and ready to go. And then when Service Pack 1 kicks in, oh, get ready for slowdown. Black Friday. Yeah, those in the U.S. might be very familiar with the big sale event after the Thanksgiving holiday. Well, Amazon is promising to do one better than that. Amazon is going to be celebrating its 20th anniversary this week. Wow, can you believe it? 20 years of Amazon. Makes me feel older every day. But they say if you think Black Friday deals are good, wait till you get a load of our anniversary sale. Now, starting tomorrow on July 15th, it will offer Prime members limited time reductions on thousands of products across various categories. There's also going to be offers for what are called lightning deals, which will be popping up as soon as about every 10 minutes or so, so that could get annoying. You're also going to get free shipping on pretty much anything that you ordered. However, though, of course, with anything, there is a little bit of a catch. Prime Day reductions will be only available to Prime subscribers, of course, new and existing. So if you haven't, you might want to sign up. And it's only going to be for those who live in the US, the UK, Spain, Japan, Italy, Germany, France, Canada, and Austria. So what are you waiting for? Check out that remaining balance that you got on those credit cards, because it's time to max them out. As you may or probably didn't notice, because most of us use Instagram on our mobile devices, hey, those photos have gotten a little bit bigger. Now, you might remember Instagram's photos were 640 by 640 resolution. Well, those times have changed. Instagram is now going to start storing your photos at 1080 by 1080 size. Now, it's not going to be for everybody just quite yet. No. It all is kind of being rolled out very slowly. According to an Instagram spokesman, he says the company is gradually rolling out the 1080 across iOS and Android this week, so most people should be seeing higher resolutions at least by the coming weekend. So yes, finally, higher resolution photos on Instagram that we can cover up with a crappy old filter. And finally, something that we don't really think much about down here on Earth is all that trash and crap up in space. Ah, but thanks to the Swiss, it seems that their mind is all about getting that crap out of space. Well, at least their crap. The Nation Center for Space Engineering actually launched its first satellites, they were called Tiny Swiss Cubes, into orbit. But now they're ready to get their crap out of space. They said they don't want their existing space garbage threatening other satellites and astronauts at speeds of up to 15,000 miles per hour. Yeah, that would kind of hurt, wouldn't it? Getting hit by a satellite at that speed? Yeah. So now they're ready to roll out what's called Clean Space One. Now, it ain't going to be easy, because you're trying to find a 4-inch by 4-inch satellite. Yeah, that's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack, among other haystacks. So once they spot those little spinning cubes, how are they going to get them? Well, Pac-Man style. Yeah, that's how they're going to get them. They're just going to gulp them up. Actually, it's a cone-shaped net that unfolds and closes back up after it captures what it wants to swallow. Then after the Clean Space One satellite gobbles up all those cubes, it will deorbit and burn everything up on the way back to Earth. So does it sound pretty cool to you? Yeah, well, we're not going to have to wait that long to see it. They plan on shooting this little Pac-Man thing up by 2018. Hopefully they'll paint the thing yellow and stick an Atari sticker on the side to make it official. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. You know, we get a lot of emails saying, you know, hey, you know, I love what you guys do at the BTN Network. You know, how can I contribute to you guys? Probably the simplest and easiest thing to do is donate to our Patreon fund. You can check that out at patreon.com/British Tech Network. And for something as minimal as $1 a month, you're helping all the shows here at British Tech Network. All the money we get is put right back into the network, and it goes to things, you know, such as the British Tech Bash that we just had for the last weekend. Now, of course, if money's tight for you and you say, well, I'd love to, but I just can't, well, just head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com, click our Support Us tab over there, and you're going to see other ways that you can help out the British Tech Network as well. As for your Tuesday edition of the new show, yeah, that's going to wrap it up. Don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best that's happening in tech news. Until then, though, have a fantastic Tuesday. Thank goodness Monday's over. And thank you, as always, for listening.